At this hour, Governor David Ige is set to begin a news conference on Brigadier General Kenneth Hara's report on the missile alert false alarm and the broader issue of emergency preparedness. The governor and General Hara will be joined by Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim as well to talk about an action plan. We are told that Mayor Kim is going to be asked to sit on a committee that will look at possibly implementing this action plan going forward. As we await the start of that news conference, we can review what we know. Joining us in studio is HPR News Director Bill Dorman. Hi, Bill. We did talk with Toby on Friday, and he had addressed the issue of software, that the software that they had used was actually brand new. It had only been in place for 1 month.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also in terms of this news conference, you know, up to now we've had a couple. It's been about 3 weeks since we've heard from the FCC and the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency itself. Those were both focused on the false alarm and the missile alert and the false alarm and all of that. This one is going to be a bit broader by description in terms of all hazards preparedness improvement and action plan and report. So two aspects of that. But when you hear action plan, you think money. So there is likely something attached to this in terms of specific steps as well.
Right. And we've been told that the lawmakers were kind of given the heads up that this report will likely mean that they're going to have to come up with some money because really the Department of Emergency Management has been operating with some parameters, but only dealing with storms and earthquakes. But this missile thing is something new.
You know, there's also been a shift in the discussion, Bill, as Catherine, as you recall, on the 13th of January, much of the post-alert discussion was about an individual. An individual made a mistake. And then, and it happened live, you came in live during our show 2 weeks later, it was the January 30th report,
right. Was,
you know, again, focused on that individual, had revelations we hadn't heard before about the conduct of that individual. He had been warned repeatedly. Since then, we've heard denials from his side, the person referred to as employee one. But the discussion since that January 30th report has been more systemic.
Right.
And that seems to be where things are going now.
And it's also a matter of, again, looking at not just meanwhile, you have Senator Schatz putting forth legislation to take the idea of missile alerts away entirely from a state agency to make it to put it under federal guidance rather than state. This news conference today presumably not getting into any of that, but again, taking a broader look at those emergency responses.
And Toby Clermont did mention that part of the reason why they went to this new software is because the previous software was beyond its life. And he'd mentioned that it was taking like 5 minutes to load up. So issues that obviously the department is going to be grappling with going forward and will be mentioned in this news conference.
We're going to go there live now. Governor David Ige from the governor's office.
This action plan is comprehensive and covers the major requests in my executive order. As a result, I consider this to be the final report rather than having a 30-day report and a 60-day report. This report covers both the short-term and broader long-range discussions. This is the beginning of a process. You know, we are committed to having the best emergency management agency that interacts with all levels of government. You know, it's just a reminder again that a missile attack is an act of war, and collaboration with the federal government is essential and required. The report identifies a breakdown in leadership and management at the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, and we are actively seeking a new administrator who will build the team that will implement the recommendations that are contained in this report. I just would like to remind everyone that Hawaii is ahead of the game. No one else is talking about or responding to all hazards as the state of Hawaii has done. We expect that we will begin the process and engage everyone necessary. We are identifying gaps and vulnerabilities for handling all hazards so that the residents in our state can be prepared. And with that, I'll turn this over to General Hara, who can summarize the findings in the report.
Thank you, Governor Ige. I'd like to begin by thanking the core team members and the emergency management professionals that contributed to this report. Without their contributions, there's no way we'd be able to produce this report. Core team consisted of seven individuals that selected to create diverse representation. We reviewed current emergency response systems and identified recommendations for improvement. The report is written by and prepared as a roadmap for emergency management planners. It can be used as a guide to help reshape how emergency management is organized and how resources are prioritized and allocated to respond to any hazard efficiently and effectively. The report focuses on preparations required after any disaster, not only the ballistic missile threat. It identifies a need to prepare a strategic plan for the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. Identifies a need to update the state's all-hazards catastrophic plan, which includes publishing a chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear annex. It recommends a whole-of-community approach, including all emergency management stakeholders in the planning process to address the gaps and vulnerabilities that exist today. It confirms and agrees with Brigadier General Retired Olivera's investigative reports, all of the findings and recommendations. Other key details include a complete comprehensive annex or plan to address the ballistic missile preparedness threats had not been fully developed prior to the commencement of the missile alert testing and the internal missile alert drills, nor had it conducted a risk assessment. There's a misconception that Governor Ige and other elected officials remains with the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, specifically the state warning. Of the missile alert testing and the internal missile alert drills, nor had it conducted a risk assessment. There's a misconception that Governor Ige and other elected officials remains with the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, specifically the state warning point. The state warning point's established ballistic missile alert checklist did not have a step to notify. Observations also point to the improper management of the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. Senior leadership lacked a strategic plan that provides vision and direction, prioritizes energy and resources, facilitates decision making, and identifies goals and objectives. Observations also point to the improper management of the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. Senior leadership lacked a strategic plan that provides vision and direction, prioritizes energy and resources, facilitates decision making, and identifies goals and objectives. As part of this process, HAIMA needs to conduct a comprehensive. Other observation recommendations, the need for improvement in technological capability. This is primarily the software that the state warning point used to notify the public. As was mentioned in General Olivera's report, they did not have a system to do a credentialed two-step process to send the message out. So what we asked them to investigate is to see if you can have the first person that initiates the message to have a login and password, and then a second person, more than likely the supervisor at the state warning point, to also be able to log in and password before the message can be sent. It also recommends to enforce current statutes, the Hawaii Revised Statutes 127A and Executive Order, Administrative Directive 15-01 with dealing with emergency management. We just need to review what the requirements are and to verify compliance. I look forward to partnering with the new Hawaii Emergency Management Agency leadership as we improve preparedness for all hazards. Thank you. what the requirements are and to verify compliance. I look forward to partnering with the new Hawaii Emergency Management Agency leadership as we improve preparedness for all hazards. Thank you.
We're back in our HPR studio with Catherine Cruz and our news director, Bill Dorman. We've just heard from the from General Hara and from the governor about their latest report on the missile alert. Bill, Catherine, initial impressions?
Well, he said there was a breakdown in leadership. We kind of figured that.
Leadership and management, and that also points to, I mean, it's going to take some time to sort through the specific recommendations of the report itself, but this sounds like its goals and objectives, comprehensive review, another phrase being used. I think the governor's back at the podium if we have that.
Lead the country. As we take these action steps described in the report, we will become a stronger and more resilient community. The general had said, Mayor Harry Kim, who I think the people of Hawaii have come to learn and trust as the best in terms of knowledge of disaster preparedness, has been a vital part of the general's team, and I invited him to say a few words here this afternoon.
Hey, I'm not used to formality. I'm standing back there, changing. Everybody looks like, and to speak. Hey, I'm not used to formality. I'm standing back there, changing. Everybody looks like, and to speak, be part of. I really wanted to know if he really wanted me in this, because I would say what I would say. I saw the report, read the report. As I've told him this morning, in closed doors.
I'd love to know what we're missing from what Harry Kim is saying right now.
Chris, we should explain to our listeners as well that we are taking a live stream from the State of Hawaii Department of Defense coverage of the governor's news conference along with Harry Kim.
I saw the report, read the report, as I've told him this morning, in closed doors.
Sounds as if we're going to be getting Harry Kim's audio intermittently, but his very presence at this news conference and his being put forward by Governor Ige is significant, because for a long time, and Catherine, you and I remember back in the days when Kilauea volcano first went off in 1983, that the press came to know and trust Harry Kim when he was the Civil Defense Administrator for Hawaii Island. And he's built a reputation ever since as somebody who can, you know, handles crises like these. I suspect that's a very strong part of why he's there today.
Right. He's a straight shooter. He will tell you what's on his mind. He's not going to mince words either. And I think that's what the public would like to hear. What's his take on it? You know, if he's going to reassure us that things are going to be fine going forward, and what is it going to take in order to make that happen.
You know, that's also an interesting point in terms of, although the governor said that this is the final report in terms of General Hara, it clearly is the start of a longer process, and bringing Harry Kim into this is going to change the complexion of sort of where this goes. At least, Catherine, that would be my assumption.
Right, and, there's discussion about if we do need to make all these changes that are included in this report, and it is going to involve money. Lawmakers have to buy in on it. We were told that the software that they were using was very old, and that under state procurement laws, when they got bids, is that you have to go with the lowest bidder. Mm. But it's not always maybe the best operating system that we should have in place. And so, you know, I think maybe some of these things that will be addressed in this report will have to be taken to heart by lawmakers. If we want a good system, we might have to pay for it.
And that software was singled out in as a specific mention in the report from General Hara. I think that Governor Ige is responding to some questions, if we're able to bring that to you.
I would like to remind you that over the last 24 months, North Korea has launched 35 missiles. Each missile is getting better. At the same time, they've exploded a nuclear device, which has 10 times more powerful than the previous devices. So we do believe that it's in our best interest to begin the planning. I agree with the mayor that we need to have a comprehensive plan before we proceed with testing, and that's why one of the recommendations is that we suspend testing until we can complete a better plan.
Governor, what is $2 million to pay for, like some highlights of that?
The $2 million would pay for a couple of things. One is really to help with a strategic plan for the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, really focus on roles and responsibilities, vision, long-term objectives. It would help us potentially reorganize the organization and make sure that we can break down the silos and really focus on the broader mission of ensuring that the people of Hawaii are warned should there be a pending disaster, and more importantly, that we can work with all levels of government, federal, state, and county, to ensure that our community and the government's response can be coordinated to reduce the impact on the public. So that's the first ask. The second ask is really about supporting all the work that needs to be done to complete the comprehensive chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear annex to our catastrophic preparedness plan. You know, there will be technical work required. We will definitely need to engage the federal government in that conversation, as well as prepare necessary studies and guidelines for what the plan should include. The third ask is really about public engagement, a public information campaign. One of the big lessons learned, I think, from this event was the fact that although we had made efforts to engage the public in preparedness, we were not successful. Too many people in our community did not know what the action steps should be. And there were many questions that were generated from the false alert.
How did this fall in line, though, with what Senator Schatz is trying to do with having the federal government take over the role of alert?
You know, we are committed to having the best emergency preparedness plan and the best emergency warning system that we can. We would welcome participation from the federal government. We know that there is a lot that goes into a warning system. If you look at the report, the general did try to encompass what is required at the federal, state, county levels for the warning activity. But what's really not focused there is really what action is required after. So we would want to make sure that we have a comprehensive warning program, that everybody is clear about who can initiate alerts. And I think most importantly, that the follow-on activity, whether it be federal, state, or county levels, can do the best on behalf of the people of Hawaii.
So that if FEMA says, well, they're going to do this from now on when it comes to the missile alerts, then...
Certainly they are involved today with the missile alert, and you know, we definitely are committed to working with them should they decide that that should be their responsibility. Absolutely. You know, our plan encompasses all hazards, and we currently are responsible with the counties for natural disasters, right? Hurricanes, tsunami alerts, storm warnings, and that. So, as I said, our citizens deserve a comprehensive system that alerts and warns the public of a pending disaster, and more importantly, that can direct activities and actions that's required to keep our community safe.
You mentioned the $2 million split of the recovery. All these recommendations that were made from this report, how much would it cost for all of these? And also, more importantly, how long will all that take?
Well, certainly some of the recommendations are longer term. So you'll see one of the items identified was the fact that we only have one deep draft harbor. and clearly from a total state preparedness resiliency program, we would need to have a second deep draft harbor so that we can continue importation of goods. You know, that is a very expensive undertaking. And so the report identifies that as a long-term objective, but we don't have a cost estimate for that. So there are a number of things that are long-term. There are a number of things that are purely within the scope of existing activities, and it really is about prioritizing existing resources and activities that the agency is currently doing and other state agencies. So not everything in the report would require funding. We do believe that the $2 million or so really accelerates our preparedness activities and will prepare us and really accelerate the improvement that I think that our community deserves.
So with that $2 million in funding, to get all of these in place, how long will it take for that money to go into effect?
Well, I think it's a couple things. First and foremost, it really is about hiring a leader. So we are in the process. HIEMA had been advertising for a new administrator. We have accepted applications. Hopefully in the next few days we can complete the interview and hiring process. Second activity is really about a strategic plan and talking about goals and missions and looking at whether we might need to reconfigure or restructure the agency. You know, I do believe that that can be done in a couple of months, and it would be something that would allow us to take immediate action. And I think longer term, obviously, there are a number of things that would take a much longer time to complete. So I think those things that we've identified for the immediate request are things that we believe can be done in the next 12 months or so. he has a current job, but
Mayor, you talked about capacity, technological capacity.
We've been bringing you the governor's office news conference about General Harrow's report, and we've just got about a minute or so left in the show. I'm here with Bill Dorman and Catherine Cruz. What kind of impressions did that leave you with, Bill?
Reconfigure the agency. Long-term plans, talk of a deep draft harbor, boy, that's a longer-term project. So this is going to be a long-involved process. It's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, deep draft harbor, you're talking Army Corps of Engineers, a long time in the permitting process, and lots of money.
I thought there was a lot of emphasis on a breakdown of leadership at HIEMA, not so much acknowledgement of a breakdown of leadership at the governor's office. There was, seemed to me, an effort to contain it and get it away from the governor's door.
And talk about reconfiguring that agency in terms of seeing what exactly that is like. He also did attach a timeline to that of being able to do that within a year.
Yeah, so we'll see what comes out of the legislature, if they will come up with the money to do what we need to do going forward.
And as Harry Kim just reminded us, he speaks his mind, so it's going to be interesting to see what he has to say because he's known for his candor, right?
And public input, you've got to think, is going to be a part of this process as it continues to go forward. Because
sure,
if there's one lesson that they were able to take away, that they don't have that communication piece of this.